welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Geek Failure. Tom of Foggy's guest is the first guest ever from Poland, so I have a new colorization on my map. Tomorrow is another dream. He did give me his real name, people, but I'm going to screw it up. So let's call him Jack Fuchs. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. What about you?
I'm doing great. I'm all excited. I mean, it's something new.
What time is it? What time
different.
Is it in Canada now? Because
it
now
is
it's
10 o'clock,
3 p.m.
10 a.m.
also.
It's about 10 o'clock,
Okay.
10:15.
Not too early. Not too
No,
early.
not too early. I know. I'll give some background. We wanted to do this. We were having this conversation last night. I just got home from my second job. I said, you know what? Let me email you when I get up and we'll figure it out. So this is fresh for both of us people. Well, welcome. I want to discuss the concept of the idea. I think that's a lot here to break down because the film is really based on whether you believe the concept at the beginning or not. If you hate the concept, you will not get into your film. But if you buy into it, you'll love it.
Yeah, I mean, the film is definitely not for everyone. It is, well, first of all, it's a drama. Plus, it's an indie drama. So this is where it gets a bit tricky because also it's a feature film. So it's you're just gonna find it somewhere online, and you're gonna skip from, let's say, 5 minutes, and you're gonna see what's on the 12th. You might think, well, it's not for me. It doesn't look great. I'm not interested. If you watch it in the movie theater, maybe you will like it. Or maybe you will not like it at all, like you said. Like, it's not for everyone, so.
Yeah, I want to back up to a point you said. It looks fantastic.
Do you think
Let's
so?
break into that right here.
Right.
You play with color and all the
Yeah.
time. I've constantly find you're manipulating your shot. So maybe you've shot it in one way, but you play with it, I would say. You constantly are giving me different depth perception. You're playing with your color and that kind of stuff. I mean, what did you do to get that style? Because you're constantly playing with things in my
Well,
mind.
first of all, imagination and this attitude that I may actually do it. I'm not restricted by any studio or anyone. I can do whatever I want with the film that I'm making. So the choices were maybe too bold sometimes, maybe a bit crazy. But you know, I just thought I can do whatever whatever I could do with this film. I mean. I am able to, so why not? And sometimes it was the choices were quite logical because I wanted the viewers to perceive a certain scene in a particular way, and sometimes it was subconscious, so I'm not even sure if I wasn't always sure if the choice was right, but I did what I felt, so.
Okay, I'm not letting you go that easily. There's too much more depth here. Did you do this all in post, or did you tell the actors what you were doing, or did you have? It's hard for me to tell if the actors are changing scenes, or you're just using a similar. A lot of your shots are similar. I'm not saying that, but it works for the film. I understand why you did it. So, did you change your actors when you did the post, or is this the same shot manipulated over and over again? Because sometimes I can't tell because sometimes it's a black and white. Sometimes it's a little more fuzzy. I mean, it's a lot of going on, busyness.
Yeah, I would say that most of the choices were made during post. So I was looking at the scene and I thought, now I would like to choose from, let's say, this take or this shot and change the colors. So it wasn't pre-planned. It wasn't like,
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
so maybe some of it, but most of it happened during post.
Okay, I do want to discuss the goggles. I don't know what the exact term you're using for them because I mean, I think sometimes.
Which is called the device, just simple as that, device.
Right, so what is the device really? It looks like big goggles to me, like ski goggles.
in reality, what that was, it was some thing for massage or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, I thought it looks nice. I would just put this chessboard on it and we're gonna use it throughout the film, and that's it. And I also didn't really care if it looks cool or not. Because that's not the whole point of the movie. Like the whole point was like the intentions of the main character were oh he was actually a good guy, but the world around him is not always good. So it doesn't matter if like maybe if he were someone who actually knew that it would be great to like sell his idea that of this device and to make the device look cooler, like nicer. Maybe then the world wouldn't be as bad for him as it was in the film.
But if the world was so easy for him, you wouldn't have a film, I would argue.
Exactly.
I mean, we kind of think. I do have a small
Or it,
question.
yeah.
At the beginning of the film, he receives a parcel.
Yes.
I thought he made this himself. He sent it away somewhere. I was a little con I maybe it was in the translation.
I
I lost it. I'm just a little confused
no
on
no
that one
no
part.
I am I understand you completely. It might be a bit confusing, or even more than a bit. It's like he is the character, but he didn't construct it himself. So he got
Perfect.
it was sent to him by someone called Adam Nowicki, and to know who Adam Nowicki is, you'd need to watch the previous film. So hopefully, maybe some people will watch the previous film, which is called Sellers of the Age of Miracles, and that the main character there was called Adam Nowicki.
So is this
So
a part?
no,
Sorry.
it is the films are slightly connected, but not entirely. It is just something that people who would actually watch both films would find very interesting. And if you haven't, well, it might be a bit confusing why he got the partial and he didn't like. Yeah, I understand that, but you know, there is an explanation, but it's a bit complicated.
Perfect. Well, that little helps out a lot. And I think it would help out anybody watching this film. It's just a little minor thing. I was a little confused. Like, why is he ordering this? Okay. Now, you set me up with one reality right off the beginning. A very nice reality. They seem like a happy couple. He's trying to get to his dream. I'm good. And then I find your reality, I guess, goes out the window. So, my honest answer, because we're jumping from place to place to place. And yes, there is a film here. I get that. So, how did you work with your actors when you gave them the script? Did you kind of say, here you go, we're going to shoot this completely out of order? Or did they get it in a different sequence than I did?
So mainly I was working with the main actor, Remigijus Pater. So even with him, it wasn't like, because there was no proper script, never.
Okay.
I had some ideas in my mind. I knew what Act One, Act Two, Act Three will be like, what the ending will be, and what's it about. But let's say the dream sequence or all the scenes throughout the dream, I could say Act Two, it wasn't planned completely. So sometimes, you know, because like it is a no budget film, I had no money whatsoever for the film. So we shot this in the main actor's apartment flat. Yeah, and also we didn't have permission to shoot anywhere, so we shot in parks or something like that. So I didn't really have anything to offer for my actors, and at that time I was really, really poor. Like not like really poor, but I didn't have money to invest, like
I
to
understand.
pay my actors a lot of money. Like let's meet and let's say next month or something. Sometimes it was improvisation. Like I didn't know what to do, so I thought, okay, you are available, just give me 2 hours. I will come up with something. Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. And at the end, when I had all the material, I knew that I say, okay, throughout the dream sequence, I mean, it wasn't very important if this scene is after that one and so on. But the ending of this dream was very important, and the beginning. And so it was not very, it wasn't essential to plan everything from start to finish.
So that really, how do you edit that then? If you have no start to, you have a beginning and an end, I get that, what you do in the film. But that middle part, it must drive you nuts to edit because you don't really know what you're editing.
Not really, because it was the middle part is the dream. So we all know dreams. Dreams could be really crazy. Dreams could be illogical, could be surreal. And for me, it was a very nice explanation that I would have for people. Okay, look, the film is not that experimental when it comes to the story, because like at the beginning we get to know the character, then we know what he's after, then we know what's happening. He is dreaming, and he's meeting all these characters throughout the dream, and then he wakes up, and you know what happens. Also, like, quite logical, quite normal. But the dream itself, which is, I think, I don't know, like 35% of the film, 40% of the film, it could be anything. It could be anything. But what was really important for me was that most of the scenes within the dream were quite significant when it comes to feelings and emotions that would fit that character and his life. So we meet him, his mother, and we meet him, his dead father, his teacher, and so on and so on. So we get to know him by seeing his dream. We get to know him even better, and then we know his pain, his struggles, and so on. And then it's easier when the act two finishes. It is easier for us to understand the ending.
Yes, absolutely. I will give you that. Now, you said you had no budget, so but you are still shooting. The apartment is easy to do, and then you go on a train. So you're hiding your camera, or you're just leaving it straight out. You're allowed to film in Poland on a train? I don't know.
You need to remind me the scene in the train.
Could have been a train, a definitely train. I wrote train.
Right, one second.
It's right
I
near
finished
the.
the train.
I'll
I'm
move
not
on.
sure.
Maybe I'm mis.
Maybe something else. But whenever there were let's say even parts, the crew was only me. I
Oh,
didn't
just
have any.
you. There's nobody else in this.
Nobody else. Like the film that I'm making now, the crew is me and my assistant, and she's helping me with the boom pole. So now the sound will be much better, because I bought like a very cheap boom pole, and that's enough. But with Tomorrow Is Another Dream, it was only me, and the microphone was on the camera. That's why. And there are two scenes where the sound is, I'm not really happy with it, even though the idea of the film wasn't like to make a film that is perfect when it comes to sound. It wasn't the idea, but still, you know, I wasn't that satisfied, obviously, with the sound when it comes to two of the scenes. But the
Okay,
camera,
well,
the microphone was on the camera all the time, and it was just me and actors.
okay, I guess maybe this is where I would have a difference in somebody. I don't speak Polish, so I would read the subtitles, which is what I did. So I didn't really notice any sound issues because I'm reading all the time. I hear them talk, but it doesn't mean anything to me. It's just something I don't understand. So I just read your subtitles constantly. So I'm like, okay. So when you're filming in a park, how many times do people interrupt you? Or never? Did you go first thing in the mornings at light?
There was one crazy situation when there were like this one drunk guy, and he actually found one of the main actresses, very attractive, and he started talking to her, and we just needed to carry on, and we didn't have any security, we didn't have any, so it was just us, like three of us or something like that. Thank God nothing happened, but you know, I was prepared that some situation like that might occur. It was early in the morning. Sometimes it was the place in the park when it wasn't very busy. Maybe the parks that were really huge, and there were some areas where pretty much no one was there. So you know, it's quite often what I did. I went to check the location first. So I checked the location. I thought, okay, this is quite okay because no one's it's not too busy. Not too busy. It's not in the center of Warsaw. There was, I think, there was like just one short scene when it was shot pretty much in the center of Warsaw, and but it was very cold. So even there, it wasn't. We didn't have any trouble. Yeah, first of all, you know, I have to check the location if I can do it without interruptions. Plus, the camcorder that I use a camcorder, a very small camcorder. So, from a distance, you wouldn't think it's a, you know, a film, it's a feature film that would be somewhere like released anywhere. Yeah. And the crew was just me, and I think the scenes were involved maybe one or two or maybe three actors, and that's it. So that's how it was made.
I think the scene you're talking about is the scene with the two women. I think there's two
Yes.
women and him. I think that's the scene you're talking about.
No. I'm talking about the scene. I was talking about the scene where there's a girl that suddenly she's very depressed because she thinks
Yes.
everyone's gonna die. Oh yeah,
Yes.
sorry. Okay, so yeah, that's the scene. That's the scene.
Okay, it's near the end of the film when he goes, "Here, put these on." Because she goes, "I am death." I know what we're talking about. Oh, that one. Okay, so I want to break this down exactly what scene we're discussing with which girl. We gotta discuss these things. So, how's your main actor? Does he come from? I'm trying to think. Of course, my brain is blanking all of a sudden. Interpretive stuff, or like he can do this. I know my word. I gotta improv. That's the word I'm looking for. Does he come from an improv background?
He's got some acting education, so and but his main thing, I mean, at that time it was commercials, but he was open to things, and he wanted to try something new. He wanted to play a main character, and I told him like, look, there will be dialogues, so obviously like the dialogues were written by me, but sometimes you know, he had to be open to improvise a little bit, especially when it didn't involve any words, then he had to improvise. But he was okay with that. Like I'm really happy with him. I now I'm finishing another film with Remy Gierschbacher. It was worth, you know, working with him on the previous project, and now that we know each other more, it's much easier to work with him on the project where I'm trying to give a bit more. I'm trying to. It will be well, technically, it will be more professional and so on and so on. So, yeah, I mean, first I had the conversation with him, and I asked him. I told him about the idea for the film. So, he was ready to work with me because, as I said, I think his main motivation was to play the main character in the feature film. When he watched it, and he didn't want me to show the film before before we had the screening in the movie theater. So he didn't know what to expect, and he was surprised, and he thought. He told me that, well, it's better than I expected. He thought it would maybe look worse. So, yeah, I'm satisfied with it.
Okay, so does Poland have a lot of actors to pull from? I mean, obviously, you know the lead actor, you have a lot of women in the film, and you have a couple. And where do you find these people? Do you know them, or is there a casting agency that you use or
Well, I
something?
think if you want, if you ever want to live in Poland and make films or act in films, just go to Warsaw. Basically, Warsaw is the only place in Poland where everything happens, and the same applies to acting. If because I'm also an actor. I'm not like a huge one, but you know, there's work like quite often here, and. If you want to find actors that would play for you in indie films, you will find them. It's not re always easy because some people are not very serious about acting. But if you try enough and you get to know people more and more, it gets easier and easier. And now the film is finishing. It will be called Goddess of the Next Age, and there will be, I think, 88 people involved in the
Oh,
film.
wow.
So, So it is possible. You just need to have good memories. So you need to remember who you worked with and who you can trust.
You also scored the film.
Yes. Apart from two songs. The one at the end, which was a street punk song by my friend, who's unfortunately dead. I met him in France, and apart from there is a scene in a bar, and there is like a
Yes.
rock song, and actually that song is by some band from Belgium, and I met them in Wrocław while I was drinking in a pub, and I just told them like, look, I make indie films. You have a band. Do you want me? Like, they played me their song, and I said, okay, can I use it in my film? I said, okay. I said, all right, no worries. So, apart from that, I made the music was mine.
So, on a no-budget filmmaker, are you constantly looking for things like, oh, I can use that later. I can put that in here. Because, I mean, if you have no budget, you have to rely on everything being free. Parts, even bar, anything you can get for free has to be your friend. So, do you constantly look for things?
Yes, but at the same time, I had to change my strategy. Now, the film that I'm making now, I had to pay for various locations. And I mean, if I want to make progress, it is inevitable. Yeah, I have to do it. So sooner or later, I have to pay some money for, well, first of all, for locations. I need, because I really wanted to have interesting locations for the film that I'm making now, Goddess of the Next Age. Whereas while I was making Tomorrow Dream, it was a different story. Like I didn't have to look, like it didn't have to be in some fancy building or something. Like I was satisfied with just the flat of my friend. It like fits the main character, and I had to like even with the cat, yeah, because there was a cat in the film, so we didn't hire
Yes.
the cat. It was it actually it is actually she's called Lily, and she's actually the cat of the main actor.
I
So
presume the cat looked pretty comfortable with the actor.
so it's like if you see something that you can use and it would it, if it fits the story, just use it.
Okay. I made a note and I put, why is this world so cruel? Because I did not find it a nice world to hang out in. Was that your plan or am I reading it wrong?
I think you're reading it right.
Okay.
Absolutely, because maybe because partly because at that time, while I was thinking about making the film, I didn't feel I was a bit depressed. Maybe I didn't find the world a nice place. Maybe that's the reason. So I wanted to show people the dark side of the world. That even if you have good intentions, you will be punished for it. But at the same time, I try to understand the reason why he is he's going to fail because of his weaknesses, and that if he's stronger, if he tries to understand the world, maybe the world wouldn't be as cruel as it was for him. Even though, I mean, the whole structure was a bit unfair because there was this institute that, there was this girl in this institute. She was judging him. Is she actually, is his device worth anything or not? So it is unfair. But at the same time, if he was stronger, maybe he would have a different approach. Maybe he would succeed. The same with his girlfriend, because we can see quite at the beginning where there's this guy with flowers, and he's saying, just buy her flowers, buy her flowers. So maybe he's not trying enough to keep her. At the same, you can think, well, was she worth keeping?
It's a lot of questions I couldn't answer. I mean, you got to give me those answers. I need some of them. You just kind of leave me hanging at the end because she's. I'm not going to ruin the end of the film, but it's a big line at the end of the film. Okay, I'm going to move on to fun. Go ahead.
No, all I can say is like, yes, it is, it's not a film for everyone because not, it's not a fun story. It is, very quite, it could be depressing for some. So I don't recommend, I
It
don't recommend this film to people
wasn't
who want to
that
feel. Oh, you know what I mean, yeah, so.
bad. I do. Okay, can I have your favorite film, please?
My favorite films are Life is Beautiful by Benigni
Great film.
and La La Land. I think it's Run Lola Runs in
Yes.
English,
Yes.
by Tom Tickford. So it, quite opposite vibes. Yeah, because
Yes,
that one is.
very true.
Because I would never pick if my favorite is. That one or that one, because I think they're both great. I also like, well, I like a different film director, so I'm not gonna go into that because like there would be too many.
Your favorite country to visit?
My favorite country to visit, maybe France.
Last question. What is a Polish dish everyone should try?
Polish dish everyone should try. Well, I will not be very original. It will be pierogi, dumplings.
Okay. That's fine. There's nothing wrong. If the pierogi is the best
I
Polish dish, let's go with it.
can't. I can't think of anything else. Like there's some good food in Poland. But anyway, I mean, I think everyone should just visit Poland from time to time. No, at least once. Like just visit Warsaw. I mean, especially when the weather is nice, and it's gonna be nice, like starting from June. When it's winter, I don't recommend it at all because it will be like a survival trip now. Like, but
Sounds like
August in
Canada.
Warsaw.
It sounds like Canada.
Okay, I've never been to Canada. One day, maybe.
Don't come in the winter. Well, if it's just cold. It's not, I mean, you just get, I'm
So
used
it's
to
the
it. I
same.
wouldn't suggest it.
Okay. Okay, so if you're used to if you with the weather like that, well, there's nothing that can scare
No. Okay, before I let you go, tell me where they can find your films.
So the film that we were talking about, Tomorrow Is Another Dream, is on YouTube. If I think it's on Stash Sci-Fi Cinema channel. I think there are some films on Tubi. Yeah, Sellers of the Age of Miracles is on Tubi. And hopefully, Goddess of the Next Day that I'm finishing now will be on Tubi or anything else next year. And
Awesome.
that's the film that I'm really proud about. And I hope that one day you will watch it too.
Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thanks for the conversation. It was really nice. Thanks.